Welcome back to Sports Day with Badge and Sats, and there's a big game of footy coming up this weekend. Always is Anzac Day weekend. West Tigers are playing Manly Sea Eagles. Get your tickets from Ticketek now. We're going to talk to a young man who made his debut. I was actually fortunate enough to watch this young man through the last parts of 2019, playing for Wynnum in the 19s in the Hastings Deering Cup there. They won the comp.
But now he's at your old
Queensland
club.
Under-18s as well. He's a very good young hooker, and as I said, he made his debut for the West Tigers on the weekend. Jake Simpkin joins us on Sports Day. How are you, Jake?
Good, boys. Hey, thanks for having me.
No, thank you very much for giving up your time, and congratulations on your debut last week. It was a tough initiation, but one of the great games. Was it everything you expected, or was it more?
Yeah, it was, mate. It was probably a bit more, actually. It was a pretty intense game, obviously. South Sydney are a pretty good team, so it was very fast and physical, and it was a tough one to start off with my debut, but I'll definitely never forget it.
Yeah, well, you got through lots of work, 50-something tackles and plenty of touches as well. Do you remember everything about it, or was it one of those games that you just went, gee, that was a whirlwind, I'd have to watch it back to relive it all?
Oh, honestly, it was pretty much over in the blink of my eye. Everything was sort of I was just sort of going 10 minutes at a time, just trying to get through, because it was a pretty big arm wrestle that game. So I was just trying to hang in there, really.
Yeah.
Get through my tackles, make my tackles and that, and then get to halftime. And then once halftime come, just I knew I only had 40 minutes to get through. So it was a tough one.
Now, that crazy scramble at the end of the game for the try to Tom Burgess. We didn't know if it was a try, and Luke Brooks went to the other end. So then they go upstairs. Where were you guys? Were you just in the huddle and all praying? Were you that it was going to be a bounce ball from Burgess?
I just looked up and just seen Brooksy running down the field, and then the ref, I think it was Jared Sutton, I think it was ref, started chasing him down the field, and I was thinking, oh, how good, like, surely, because I couldn't see actually if he dropped it or what happened. So I was just praying. That he dropped it, and then I seen Brooksy run at the other end, and then he pointed to the spot and gave it a try. So I thought we'd won, to be honest. And then I knew they'd go upstairs but and review it, so I was just hoping that it went our way. But unfortunately,
not to be.
Didn't.
Now, I remember when we make our debuts, Badge, you sit back and you look at the players that you're playing against. Firstly, you see them in the paper, who you're going to play against. There's different sort of players, Jake. And then all of a sudden you get out on the field and you get – sometimes you have a tendency to stargaze a little bit. Now, how did you get over that when you're coming up against players that you've watched on TV the last few years, especially as a teenager? Players like Adam Reynolds and Cody Walker and Latrell Mitchell and Damien Cook.
Yeah, it is a tough one. Especially, I think the good thing for me was I got told – early in the week that I was going to be making my debut. So it gave me the whole week to sort of get my head around it. And I tried the first couple of days, I was sort of, obviously, you get a bit starstruck and stuff. So I thought I had plenty of time to just get over that stuff at the start of the week and then just move on and start focusing on my job towards the end of the week. So I think that really helped me, whereas some people will get it a bit unlucky in that sense and get told they're making their debut the night before a game or on captain's run and stuff like that. So I was pretty lucky in that sense.
Now, you talk about lucky, and you grew up in a region that is that has been laced with tremendous rugby league players over the years. You're from Toowoomba, aren't you? Now, did you go to St Mary's, I believe? That's JT's former school, isn't it?
Yeah, St Mary's, yeah. Yeah, it was, yeah.
So what was the upbringing like when it came to your junior footy? Who'd you play for in your club? Was it Valleys or all Whites or Southern Suburbs?
Southern Suburbs I played for, yeah. Toowoomba's a pretty proud rugby league community. Everyone sort of loves it and gets it around it there. So I was sort of exposed to rugby league at a pretty young age. And, I loved it every Saturday, getting up and playing rugby league as a junior all the way through. It was pretty awesome. Growing up playing rugby league in Toowoomba.
Who'd you follow though? Did you follow a club, a player, or in the big time in the NRL?
Yeah, I'd love JT Jordan Thurston. I was sort of a Cowboys Bronx man,
right?
But I was more Broncos, but I love the Cowboys because JT was playing for them.
And I imagine there'd be a lot of kids up around that area that would too. And, you know, and he actually played a bit of footy for my old junior club in Brisbane or South Sunnybank anyway. Now, talking about, you know, the players that you sort of always followed and then you come through the ranks, did you want to be a Cowboy or a Bronco? How'd you end up at the Tigers?
Yeah, I think everyone that sort of, every young kid in Queensland sort of wants to be either with the Broncos or the Cowboys, probably more the Broncos. It was at Magic Round. I did want to play for the Broncos. Yeah, I was got offered like a little contract with them when I was around 15, and then that sort of took off for a while there. And then around Magic Round 2019, I get a call from my manager, and Hogs was just sort of. Paul Hogan's my manager, and he was just saying that Michael Maguire wants to meet up and just have a chat and stuff like that. And then, everything went from there. He sort of convinced me to come to the Tigers, and there was a pretty good opportunity for me there at the time. So, I took it with both hands.
Best day of your life.
You enjoying Madge? You're loving his hard work ethic?
Yeah, mate, I love him. Obviously, he's my first actual NRL coach, so I don't really know any different. I really enjoy him. He's a really good coach.
Yeah, he's a terrific guy. Now, when you come into first grade at an early age, Jake, you're either a watcher, where you sit back and just watch everything go on, or you're an antagonizer. So which one are you?
Oh, I think a bit of both, mate. I remember my first day coming in, and I was my first field session, and I seen Benji Marshall running around, and I think I was just stargazing the whole time, just watching him, and all these players that I've watched on TV and that. So it was a bit of a shock to the system seeing them boys there, and then I think eventually with time you grow confidence around the boys and that, and then you can sort of you start to talk more, you start to feel more confident around them, and that's when. Sort of do that stuff, but my first couple of days I was definitely a watcher.
So that means he's warmed into being an antagoniser. So what's your nickname, Jake? Have you got a nickname yet? I mean, have you been given, other than Jaco or Simcoe, have you been given a nickname?
The boys just call me Jake the Snake. I don't know where that's
Jake the Snake.
You've just given yourself you've just given yourself that nickname then. Jake
No mate, I promise you are. The boys sort of got around that and just started calling me that. But yeah, that's probably the only really one I got apart from.
This is a hooker thing because Steve Walters didn't like, I can't remember what his old nickname was, so he called himself the Tractor until it finally stuck because he thought that was great. He's the Tractor, he just runs over the opposition. So you've called yourself Jake the Snake, righto. We'll run with that, Jake.
Yep.
Hey, was there a special jersey presentation for you? And did your family make it to your debut or mates?
Yeah, so captain's run the day before. The club's really good with it, actually. So all the debutants do it. So the captain's run the day before. They flew my family and that down, and they presented my jersey the day before the game. So that was pretty cool. And then on the game day, I think about 10 mates come down, and then which was pretty big, massive effort too, coming from Toowoomba.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Now, a little birdie told me, Jake, that you love reality TV and especially Love Island. Is that true?
Oh, mate.
Why? What does this mean?
Can you educate my illustrious co-host here in Gary Belcher why you love Love Island so much?
What's going on? Oh,
personally, I don't love Love Island, but my missus is from Love Island, so I think that's
she's from there.
It's actually an island.
She lived
she
there.
She's actually, she was there's an island called Love Island. She was born on Love Island.
No.
Nah, she was on the show for a bit.
Oh, she's on the show? Yeah. I thought you were going to say she was a kitchen hand or something or behind the camera. Right. Okay. What's her name?
Her name's Cartier.
Cartier?
Yeah.
You've watched.
And from all reports, my friend, my confidant, told me that if you look at Jake Simpkins' Instagram. So what's your Instagram name, Jake?
Oh, here we go.
Jake underscore Simpkin or something like that.
Jake the Snake Simpkin.
Jake underscore Simpkin.
Jake the Snake Simpkin.
He's changing it as we speak.
He said if you look at his Instagram page, it is filled with all these lovely photos of him and his girlfriend Cartier hugging and kissing. And
really? On Love Island?
He said it's quite nauseating to be honest.
I'm copping of you.
There you go.
Anyway,
well, if I was on Instagram, I'd be checking it out.
Great to have you on, Jake, and introduce you to the rugby league public. We loved what you did on the weekend. It was a tremendous debut, even though you didn't get the win. We all remember our debuts, and good luck this weekend against the Seagulls, mate.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Good on you. Jake the Snake Simpkin there joining us on Sports Day. And don't forget, West Tigers versus Manly. Oh, Woogie's got the photos up there now. Oh, beautiful couple.
Yeah.
West Tigers versus Manly Seagulls on Anzac Day at Bankwest Stadium. Tickets from Ticketek.